Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, welcome to the Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
We are doing the recap episode, which we love when we have guests on. You guys are so obsessed, though, with the recaps.
I know. I think they like the recaps better.
I know. Well,
especially when we're drinking.
But I know.
We're not drinking.
We're not
today.
Drinking today. We drank on Tuesday. Yeah. So, you know, you can't win them all, guys. We can't be thirsty twats. I mean, we'll still be thirsty, but we can't be as dehydrated.
We're
going
to have to be drinking water today.
Yep. Cheers. Cheers to water. Yep. Okay. So some of the shows, we'll start with Jersey.
Okay. What do you think? What was your overall thoughts on Jersey?
Oh, I mean, I want Teresa on so badly, so I don't want to like push it.
Well, there was a recent story in the press because of me. So I'm like, oh shit, I hope I didn't piss off Teresa.
Why?
Because I compared Louis to Brooks in the sense that I don't know what I said.
Because we were thirsty that day. We imbibed that day.
So I was saying like all the affirmations, that's what Brooks used to do with Vicky, like give her a card every day and all that. So I still like Louis and Teresa together. But
so you were making friends for us?
I was, pissing people off. Something I do best.
So we have that. I thought though she came in very pissy the entire time. Like there wasn't one second.
Are you talking about Teresa?
Yeah, Teresa.
Yeah.
Like when she came to the event, she just
the rope climbing.
Yeah.
Thing?
But, I mean, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let's start
we'll go through.
I liked the conversation with Marge and Jennifer.
Okay. Jennifer worries about her marriage and thinks that it's time for Bill to fight for her.
Margaret apologized to Jennifer for bringing up the affair and didn't know that it would hurt her like this. She feels responsible.
Okay. So first of all, I have a new love for Marge after having her on the podcast. I've been told by so many people, even Julius, who does her hair, a good friend of mine, you will love her.
And we did love her. I wanted to not love her. I wanted.
Well, that's because you had a bone to pick with her.
But I picked it.
And she.
And she handled the
bone. She laughed.
She laughed and she apologized.
First of all, she laughed and she goes, that's not that bad.
And then she goes, and I'm sorry. She did say, I felt bad. I felt bad. I shouldn't have done that. Blah, blah, blah. But that is the type of housewife I like. You might get messy.
Well, that's how I am.
We're going to get to your tweet last night when we get to the Orange County.
Okay. Don't piss me off before I go to bed. Like, just don't do it because you're going to get a bad tweet.
I know. Before we even continue down Jersey, we haven't even talked about our recent life.
You mean
going to the iHeartRadio?
Oh my God. Music Award was epic. I am still on a high. Thank you so much, iHeart, for having us there, because even Eddie texts me, which Eddie's not a guy that likes to go out like that. He texts me the next day from work because I was dragging ass at home. And he goes, that was so much fun last night. And I go, well, first of all, of course it was. You were with like three hot girls. You know?
So like, yeah, Edwin was like, if I would have known it was going to be like that, I would have gone.
It was so fun. But
guys,
fun.
We had so much fun. We were like fangirling out. Halsey was like there pretty much.
You were sitting next to Willow.
Sitting next to Willow Smith. Dove Cameron was behind me.
Sitting next to me.
Hold on. You never sent me that fangirl video of me fangirling out over Dove Cameron and going, my daughter's name is Dove.
I'm like, what is she doing? It's like suddenly you see like a star and you lose like brain cells. And then it's like me with George, that Michaels guy. What's his name? Brett Michaels. Would you have picked me?
Oh, it was so embarrassing. And then also Olivia Rodrigo. And then all of it was so good. But one of the best parts of the night was at the beginning. We're standing, there's like, after you do the red carpet, which Tam and I, you know, we're causing all kinds of trouble on the red carpet, as we do.
When somebody asks me a question, I have to answer honestly.
She answers it, and sometimes it gets us in trouble. I mean, I do the same thing. We trade off. But so we're in this place where, you know, we're having drinks or whatever, and someone that works at iHeart, who I happen to know.
Oh my gosh, you were not going there.
Quite high up at iHeart. Comes over and just is congratulating us on how well the pod's doing.
I had never met him.
And he goes, can I get you ladies a drink? And obviously I'm like, no, we're good. We can walk up to the bar and get our own drink. And there is a long line.
We're in a crowded bar area, kind of a holding area before you get into the where they perform, the auditorium.
Yeah.
And so he was super nice and sweet and just like, did you have any idea that, you know, the ratings are going to be so good and da da da, and how are you liking it? And just talking to me. And then he's like, do you want a drink? I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't want to wait in that line. Right. And so, and Teddy's like, no, you did not make him. He's your boss. And I'm like, I didn't know. I apologize.
It was great. And then I teased Tam about it the whole rest of the time.
I know.
But yeah, then afterwards we went to dinner at Olivetta, which was delicious.
Yes, it was so good. We ate things we shouldn't have ate though.
We ate everything.
You weren't as bad as me, but
are you kidding
me? You?
Bread, pasta.
I mean, the
champagne,
bread, the warm homemade sourdough bread there is to die for.
And then Eddie felt the need to not be sparingly. To not be sparing with the butter. He like buttered the bread for us.
Gosh. And it was like salted butter. It was
insane. Anyways, we closed the place down, of course.
Fries.
I forgot about the French fries.
Bolognese.
Bolognese. Yeah.
Oh, it was all amazing.
Anyway, so we really love doing the pod because not only do we get to go to the iHeartRadio Awards, we also get
having
all the fun, which is why we appreciate you guys listening to us, because enables us to do this stuff.
Yes, and we like your feedback too. So
Back to Jersey.
Okay, so we're back to Jersey.
What I liked about the Margaret situation was she took ownership in the fact of really not realizing that Jennifer and Bill never really processed this affair.
It's been 10 years. I think that they did process, or she processed it the only way she can, is because he just seems like he's so cold. So she just kind of suppressed it, I think. And now that it's been brought up and everybody knows about it, she's being faced to deal with it again. And he's not helping.
I don't think he's helping because then I am not saying that it's okay or I'm not endorsing it. I think had they really worked through it the first time,
yeah,
we would be in a different situation than we are now. But because,
well, it's bringing up bad feelings that she never got.
But also, you have to remember, she had a newborn baby.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like it was just swept under the rug because of the circumstances, and now 10 years later, it's brought back out and it's bringing up that pain in her. And he's like, whatever, he doesn't care.
I'm hoping he does.
I shouldn't say he doesn't care. That's a bad thing to say. He's just removed from it.
But it seems like to me, and I could be wrong. I mean, very rarely, but sometimes a little glimmer happens. But I think the problem is he is maybe willing to have this conversation, but he's definitely not willing to have this conversation on camera.
And I don't blame him, but he's not doing himself any good either. I feel like he should at least make some kind of a statement and just like give her a, like throw her a bone and just,
he's not even brushing his hair in some of these episodes.
I mean, why can't he just say, you know what, honey, that was like a horrible time. I feel horrible. Like, this is not something I want to revisit. Like, that's none of their business, but he's not even saying that.
No, he's not saying anything.
No, and he's starting to bug me.
He's starting to piss me off. Just say, but like, it's starting, listen,
to piss her off too. Cause I feel like she's like, you know, maybe divorce isn't a bad thing.
Okay. Dolores still doesn't get how David is not speaking to her, and Frank thinks it's David's defense mechanism.
That I agree with that, and I love their relationship.
I mean, the fact that she could even, when Frank was talking to her about like, we better not start sleeping around. You're, she's sleeping like, around? I never, like, slept around. You're the one
with prostitutes or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. It was
dead. I was dead.
And then like pinched his face, and they like laugh and have a good time.
I want them to get back together.
I don't, because I think he'd probably cheat on her. I think we love him, but I think he might not be the most monogamous person. And I think girl Dolores, I think she wants somebody. I
love her.
She of course loves him, but I think she knows I don't need to go back down that road and get hurt in that same way.
And I love how she's like, ever since I had my tummy tuck, I always show my tummy. Like, you go, girl.
She looks hot.
I love any girl that admits that she got work done.
Me too.
When you lie about it or no, that annoys me.
Jackie opens up to her husband and then also opens up to Marge about the recommendations that she's getting for her eating disorder and that she decides to do outpatient therapy on her own time.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably the best for her. I feel like she's a little bit like trying to push it off. Like, oh, I can't do it because of that. Oh, I can't do it because of that. And she just needs to do it and get it done, get better.
Yeah. I mean, I think I get killed anytime I talk about this in any capacity, but I do know that when we are in such situations where we're coming up with all of the different reasons why we can't take care of something,
yeah,
or why we can't work on something, it's most of the time because of fear. Yeah. And I know that from my own personal experience.
Are people also afraid to put the work in too?
Well, scared of also changing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, changing certain things that, you know, when Marge said the statement, when I think first Jackie said it was, you know, I've been living with this for 20 years. And then Marge responds with, well, I want it to be 50 more,
And not for nothing, I'm going to stick up for you on this. You should not get killed because you talk about weight. You can be underweight and you can have an eating disorder and that's not healthy. And you can be overweight and eat too much and have a problem with food. That's that way. And that's not healthy either. And I think in both of our businesses, we just want you to be healthy, whatever size that is for you, whatever works for you, but to be healthy first. And she's not healthy if she's not eating.
And she knows that. And I think ultimately, when it comes to my relationship with food and my relationship to my clients and all of that, I truly believe in everything that I do and that all the work that I put in and the license that I've gotten and all of that, because I have been at my very worst.
Yeah.
When I wasn't taking care of myself. Right. And that led to not only health issues, you know, but also,
Your weight has gone up and down drastically
multiple times. Yeah. And it wasn't until after I had Cruz that I started to really get a handle on it. And
what was your highest weight?
I mean, over 200 pounds. I never talked.
And you're 5'3"?
I don't know. I'm 5'3.5".
Every picture I'm taller than you and I'm 5'3.5".
So. Weird. Well, we'll measure at the end. Mm-hmm. But I think that everybody's journey is different. And I think for me, I tied a lot in the control of what food could do. Mm-hmm. And being able to be held accountable to taking care of myself by moving my body and by fueling myself with foods that are good for me has really changed my life.
If you don't have your health, you don't have anything in life. So take care of the body because it's the only body you get.
Yeah, for sure. And then
should we talk about the ropes course? I always get a little annoyed when they do something that
has already been
done. We did it on Orange County. It was a fun little project, but I'm like, can't we just do something different? As a producer, don't you think like,
but they run out of things to do.
I know.
And they
16
were just
years in housewives are running out of shit.
They were just so excited that Tiki Barber's wife came up with an activity.
I know. And they were so excited. And she actually got to talk.
She got to talk, but then Teresa just totally,
she was in a bad
mood. Teresa was in a bad mood. And I think that then it got to the point where then Tracy is, she wouldn't even help Tracy on the thing.
I know. She was like, I'm in a bad mood. I don't even know. Did it end with a to be continued?
I think it ended with a to be continued. And then we've already seen scenes.
Yes.
So
Teresa obviously is hearing things that people are saying about Louis and she doesn't want to engage in it. So she's on. But you know what? I was so excited to see pissed off Teresa because I thought, oh God, here we go. We're going to get a good scene right now because she's going to get mad. And you know, when Teresa's mad, she flips tables and does other things, but she kind of blew it off. I'm just mad. It's not going to be good. I'm mad.
Now this is me just playing devil's advocate, but do we think there's potential? This is why I want to have Teresa on because I want to ask her certain questions, you know, not in a combative way, like I'm probably going to ask you right now, but do you think that she is going that hard about not wanting Louis to find out because she doesn't want Louis to get mad?
Not Louis to find out about
the girls questioning him and this continuing to come up.
Doesn't he know already?
Right. But he doesn't know that it's happening every episode constantly.
I mean, the guys even question him. He's got to be used to it at that point.
But if you have if you have a past issue with anger issues with women and abuse,
that's not something you want out there.
It's not something you want out there, but also I would then probably be worried it's going to happen again if you piss off that person.
Maybe. I never thought of it like that, but
I mean, that
I don't know. She's not going to give you that answer.
Well, I know she's not going to give me that answer, but I do think that us just being able to have the conversation and understand. Listen, I get people not wanting things out there. If you don't want to show your kids something going on with your kids, then don't have your kids filmed.
Right, exactly.
But same goes with your relationships. You don't really have a choice.
Right.
Oh,
what?
Before we take a break, we should also talk about some of the games that I had Eddie play while we were
at
dinner.
Gosh. Yes. Just so we didn't talk about housewives.
Hold on. Let's take a little break and we'll come right back and we will talk all things OC and also our dinner with Eddie.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, T-E-A-P-O-D, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Okay, we're back. Okay. So I love that you like gave me a hard time about my question. So okay. I know that whenever we're with Eddie, he dreads talking anything about housewives.
Like if there's housewife talk in the room, he'll like literally walk out of the room. He's like, oh, like he does not want to talk about it or hear about it. And so Teddy, to get his mind off of it, is what she told me, started asking him questions.
Well, I was asking everyone at the questions.
It was more like games. And it's weird because Eddie's a lot like that as well. Like, tell me some strong points about you. And I look at him like, go away.
I love to play these games. Oh. So like first game is like, what is something that you're most proud of? And what's like your biggest insecurity, blah, blah, blah. But then what I ended up doing was morphing it into housewife questions.
Yes. She slowly morphed it into housewife. Like, who would you rather? Vicky or Shannon?
Vicky or Shannon. And yeah. Am I allowed to say no? Okay. So we made those kind of choices and it was just absolutely hilarious. And then there was one hypothetical that I gave him and he chose death.
Yeah, he goes, she's all, would you rather this one or this one? He goes, I'd rather die.
We're like, oh, well, now that we're there, I guess we got that figured out. But I can say that these games did loosen him up.
It did. And then of course your guys' hour talk about the Oura ring and your guys' sleeping patterns. I'm like,
can you make it clear that the Oura ring is not the birth control ring? That's what it just sounded like. Oh, whatever. Aura,
right? It's a sleep ring. So it's a sleep ring. Eddie's had it for 3 years. We know the CEO and all this stuff. So anyways, long story short, he's had it for 3 years, but it's just recently kind of blown up. Like Kardashians are wearing it. They sat there and looked at charts and you can link it to your phone. And you can see your sleep and your REM and all that's starting to sound like a commercial, but he is very into that. And you're very into that.
Yeah. So. And are knowing the REM sleep and the actual sleep and then the lay down time.
I'd look at it and go, how's this changing my life?
Honestly, Tam was about to get the butter knife and take
it. I was going to take myself out. I'm like, oh my God, now there's two of you. That's That's why I like you so
great.
Much.
Now I'm Eddie, and what is Jackie's husband's name? Why am I none of the
Evan?
Yeah, I'm a combo of Eddie and Evan.
Exactly, you are. So there is some fan thoughts. Are we going to talk about those for?
Oh, we
for,
do.
Yeah, we didn't do the New Jersey.
Sorry, guys, we're all over the place.
Okay, Teresa needs to remember she's on reality TV. She's not special. People gossip. So that's one of the fan thoughts, not ours.
Guys, I know we need to be very clear. These are the fan thoughts that came through Insta. Why did Teresa bother to show up to a team building if she was in a rotten mood?
Well, I can answer that. I can answer that.
Money?
No, she was bringing her gifts. She was promoting her new workout line. She came with all these bags of workout line. Here's your workout clothes. Let me talk about that. Now I'm out.
I couldn't even focus because I was like, she's in such a bad mood right now.
There's a lot of Teresa stuff. People are not happy with Teresa. I think Teresa should apologize to Margaret and just be friends again. I agree.
And this, all of these pretty much are about Teresa. But what we need to also point out is you're really only as good as last week's episode.
Yes.
Because when we had Marge,
yes.
Come on, the fan thoughts, everyone was mad at Marge. Last week,
everyone was mad at Marge, and now that everybody loves her,
and now everybody wants Marge to get apologies.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's because of two T's on the pod. I'm saying,
I know. So one fan says, "I don't believe Margaret wants to be friends with Jennifer one bit."
I think she.
Oh, there's something I'm not clear on.
What?
So at that ropes course, they were saying something that Teresa was digging.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So what I couldn't understand what they were talking about.
So what they're saying is when Jen last season, oh, cause you weren't there for this.
Yeah.
You weren't there. You weren't there. I was there. I was living in Jersey.
Watch.
No. Yeah. So last year, Jen, when that all came out, when Teresa brought up the potential Evan cheating on Jackie thing, then she off camera had some sort of conversation with.
So last year she was digging. So I'm like, yeah. I didn't see her dig this year yet.
Yeah. So she had a conversation.
Teresa, dig.
No. She had a conversation with Jen and said, like, I wish we could just find out. But like, she LVP'd it. Like
every good housewife. Like they're going to dig for dirt.
Yeah. You're going to figure it out. But
overall, I thought it was a pretty good episode.
But the problem was what she was doing is what you get mad at Shannon for doing is she was actually digging,
but not
taking ownership for the digging. Jen do her.
So that's
her
like
dirty
sly.
Work.
That's
yeah. Like you got to be open about your shit. Stir.
Oh my God. So should we go on to Orange County? Are we there yet?
Yes.
So basically Gina was on Watch What Happens Live last night and a caller called in, which I absolutely loved. And said, Gina, how do you feel about Tamara's podcast and her saying that you and Emily are not housewife material? And she came back with a pretty good comeback. And she says, well, I'm still on. And she's not. So of course.
No, she doesn't say she's not. See, that's why you didn't necessarily need to go for Gina.
Oh.
It was Dr. Jen. And that's what I was trying to explain to you last night, Tam.
I was asleep when you were trying to explain.
I know. Okay. So what happened was, is Gina responds, well, I'm still on the show. And so she doesn't even come for you. Like she's having her own back.
Okay.
But then Dr. Jen, as she did, and as we probably do to each other, interjected herself and said, and she's not.
Oh, I got misinformation because I didn't watch it. I saw like the first 5 minutes because I was watching Orange County and of course it comes on. And then I had to go downstairs and do something. All I can say is Gina looked amazing.
Stunning. That we
stunning.
I wrote that on the that is
now my you know my good friend Julius. Michelle. No, Julius didn't do her. My good friend Michelle cut her hair like that before at the reunion. And I love that haircut on her, really, really short. Kind of, I don't know.
She looked beautiful. The outfit looks beautiful.
Caroline did her hair and makeup, who did mine the last time I was on, and she is amazing. She looked beautiful. She even looked thinner. I don't know if it was what she was wearing, but she looked really thin and her legs are long and beautiful. So sorry, Gina. I thought you were putting a dig at me.
No, she was just saying it was a little dig. It was a polite dig.
That's like, right.
I'm currently on the show.
I dug her first,
but
I digged her first.
I know.
She digged me back.
But then you tweeted. And then also there's Kelly's tweets too.
What did Kelly say?
Oh, so they're not
Kelly
good.
Gets a little
they're yeah. not good. I honestly want to remove you and Kelly's Twitter if things happen in the nighttime.
Well, I was just going to bed and somebody texted me and said that, and I'm like, and then I guess Bravo, yes, Watch What Happens Live tweeted out the link.
Like, I know. Yeah, I know. I know.
Video. So then I'm like, okay, I'll say that.
But so
I will delete my Twitter, my tweet.
Oh, good.
Delete it. Because I thought she was like really bagging on me. And I'm like,
no, she wasn't. If we're going to be mad at somebody.
But I mean, my tweet's not wrong though. Let's.
You can't delete your tweet now, but guys, this is Tamara's formal apology. Okay. But this is Kelly's tweet. So I guess Gina also said something about, I don't know. Kelly says, don't feel sorry for me. I'm sorry for your 6 kids being packed into 2 bedrooms. My daughter has traveled the world, lived in the best places and houses, and had the best education. Go on with your fake skincare line you can buy at Rite Aid. Then she wrote,
she goes for the jugular.
AKA Hunchback of Notre Dame. I've hosted many events and parties in my $5 million home that I sold. You are nothing. I own 2 homes. Meanwhile, own an apartment. Okay.
Okay. That's Kelly. That is absolute Kelly. I'm not saying it's right, but that's how Kelly rolls.
Anytime I've been around, this is what's hard for me to compartmentalize. Anytime I've been around Kelly, she's been nothing but nice to me. So then I see these tweets.
They're probably a drunk tweet.
But no, remember, she's not drinking because of Lent.
Oh, is that over yet?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
I'm Christian, I'm not Catholic.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but.
Well, I
can't say that.
Yeah. I mean, Gina owns her house and it, whatever size regardless, it is.
But
yeah.
Also, who cares if somebody owns a house or not? When did that become something that people dog people out on?
So
she's not pretending.
Exactly. So on the show, the prior years, most of the cast members were renting houses and she bought a house and then they went after her because
she
was small. Gina bought a house. And I said, hey, to Shannon, at least she owns her own house. Like that's a big deal, especially she's young too. And she's single. So to own her own house is huge. And so that's where that came from. Well, at least she owns it.
Okay. But now they're all obsessing over admitting who owns the houses, who doesn't. It's really a lot.
Especially in this market, you're better off renting.
But I thought on Watch What Happens Live, you haven't seen it. I thought Gina looked beautiful. I didn't think she went too hard on you. I think she just did what she had to do on Watch What Happens Live.
I was too reactive.
But I do think that Gina ultimately didn't seem as free as she sometimes is. You could tell she was guarded and like on the defense.
Okay,
it wasn't like sometimes you see Gina and it just feels like effortless and light and it didn't feel like
that. How was Dr. Jen?
She bugs me. So
she's you know what it is? I think she's just awkward.
Well, she, I don't know. Maybe I also don't really need to have 2 Orange County Housewives on at the same time on Watch What Happens Live.
I wonder why they did that.
Maybe somebody canceled, but I don't need one to chime
in. Well, maybe she's not that interesting, so they had to put her with
somebody else. But didn't we just have Dr. Jen?
I don't know.
But either way, she kept chiming in. It wasn't hilarious to me. It was. They did a poll that said who had the best work done, and the entire people that do the polling, whoever that is, said that it was Heather Dubrow.
Oh, I'm sure that makes sense. I don't think Heather's had work done, to be honest with you.
Well, that she won the poll. And then there was also another poll, which I want to ask you about, which mm-hmm. was who do you think? Well, first it was who do you think's more fun? Gina or Shannon.
Oh, I saw that.
And Shannon won and was more fun. And then there was another poll that I wish you guys could see Tam's face.
They thought Shannon's more fun?
They said Shannon's more fun.
Shannon can be fun. She can be a lot of fun, but she can also be like a big Debbie Downer too.
So this might have been why Gina came in a little bit on the defense because she'd already lost the polls. And then the other poll was Gina not appreciative enough of Shannon finding her the lawyer? Also,
I don't think she found her the lawyer.
I hate this. Yeah. This bugs me.
It's not like she was looking through the yellow pages going, I gotta find an attorney.
She just gave her contact.
She has a friend that's an attorney and she said, hey, my friend is in trouble. And he's like, oh, I'll take care of it. And he looked it up and saw that she had a warrant or something, or they were gonna go pick her up. So he's like, I'm gonna call her right now. So yeah, I mean,
but what more do you
she
need
have
other
to give
than
her
a thank you?
Yeah, like, I don't think she needs more than a thank you.
Thank you. It's not like
first
Shannon
of all,
paid
and
her.
Drive.
Yeah. And well, don't drink and drive, but if you do, and one of your friends is gonna help you out and gets you a lawyer,
you don't owe them your life.
But it's not like Shannon paid for, I would get it if Shannon had to pick up the bill.
Yeah,
she didn't.
No,
she just gave her the information. So that was that. And then we get into the show where Gina says Shannon likes to self-promote and be the hero, like saying she saved Gina's life after her DUI.
I agree with that.
And
I do agree with that. Shannon likes to, if she does something for you, because she doesn't do a lot for other people in general. By the way, happy birthday, Shannon. It's her birthday today.
Oh, it is. Happy birthday. Let's sing to her.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm done.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday. It's Jeff Lewis's birthday too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah. I think with Gina's mom going up to Shannon and basically thanking her, it just made things worse.
Oh yeah.
It made things worse. Gina's probably like, great. Thanks, mom.
I mean, I think that also the gifts, both Heather's gift to her and Shannon's gift. This is all very strange to me.
First of all, I never got a Chanel gift. I knew Heather for years. I never got a Chanel gift from her. For
it was something involving the New York City trip or something. Like there was like the comment, like that's blah, 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 but whatever.
That's good.
I can say this about our girl, Heather. I thought some of her confessionals were funny this episode. I just, for once, I didn't get like, there was something.
Well, because there wasn't a lot of Heather this episode.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
It was a lot of Gina with her new skincare line. Yeah, I was proud of her and I liked her speech and her parents are lovely. I've met them a few times. I was proud of her and the girl that the house they were at, Tatiana's house.
Yeah.
That was actually a friend of mine that was trying out for the show multiple times. And she moved from Long Island, moved to Kodo, started coming to our gym, was hanging out with us. We got to know them very well. We still know them, Kyle and Tatiana. And then the last year she was trying out, she had to have a friend come with her to do some at-home filming. Well, that friend was Gina. And Gina got the show and Tatiana didn't.
I just got goosies.
I know. So that's behind the story on that. And that's really how I had met Gina at an event at Tatiana's house. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so outspoken. I said, you should try out for the show. And she's like, nah, like whatever. And then Tatiana was trying out and she's doing all her interviews and her little home stuff. And then Gina got it. She was devastated. And then, oh my God, did you see the girl? It's like, where is Waldo?
Who?
Oh my God. Jody girl. She's always in the background at some party.
Hold on.
Doing something.
We haven't also, we need to talk about the two different therapists. I don't know if you call them therapists, but the first one where they pull
they pulled the demon out of Gina's mouth. I'm like, you know what? This is such shit. You should be pulling it out of her ass.
And
because this is like,
eyes seemed lighter green.
I wanted to die. I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I cannot believe that you kept it on the show. She's basically been like, I don't know if she said possessed or whatever word she used ever since she was in that tent thing, and now she needs it pulled out of her.
Yeah, that was,
I'm like, come on, really? Those are kind of storylines I'm like,
Then all of a sudden she's going to be able to handle Shannon, but then cut to her calling Shannon and having to cancel on Shannon because she's too worried about her skincare line. I mean, it was all the things.
Yeah. Now I was potentially going to go to that party.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, I'm glad I didn't film, but that was one party that they had talked to me about.
Because what would you have done?
And then at the last minute,
that moment.
Like
what would you have done when Shannon was, Shannon didn't flip out at that party. Was that the week before? Why am I lost? When did Shannon flip out?
That was the prior party at the brain scan party.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad I didn't go. It would nothing good.
I don't like when big things happen at launch events. I think it always it turns into the wrong issue.
Yeah.
You ruined my skincare line.
Yeah.
And we don't need that.
Congratulations to Gina. That is amazing to see. Her parents were so proud of her. Then they talk about going to Aspen. And I always love these talks on the show when they're like, I'm thinking we should all go on a trip.
Here's the house. Yeah. As if they picked out the house.
Yeah,
for the record, you guys,
they don't pick out the house.
We never pick out any houses. And I can tell you, do you remember the Santa Barbara trip?
Yes.
From Beverly Hills, yes, where we were there? I mean, one that it was a beautiful house inside, but it was so far from everything. There's no way. And I mean, any of these houses, they're picked out because there's deals being made that, but trade outs, that type of thing, but no housewife is picking any house unless it's their own house.
Yeah.
Like when they all came to my beach house, that type of thing, unless it's your own house.
Except for Erica wouldn't stay. Anyways,
hold on. And then we have to also, we'll talk about the Jen and Noella drama, which isn't even drama to me. Apparently Jen still has Noella blocked. And
because she tagged her.
She tried to tag her, couldn't, blah, blah, blah. But it's all because of Noella's father passing.
Right. And I know I just got some clarity on her father passing because there's a lot of stuff in the press saying that he passed in 2012. And there's somebody with his exact same name that's in the public eye that died then. And it's not him. And so I'm like, I got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure it out. So I text Bronwyn and I said, Bronwyn, did he really just die or was it 2012? She's like, no, recently died. So she was not lying. Cause I thought if she's lying, that I'm,
I know that's what
I'm down with her because then her mom was in on it and everybody.
When she was talking and she was saying, you know, she was programmed at a young age to think her worth, like her worth was to make everything. There were things that she said and did where I really
enjoyed Noella in this episode for sure. And if we can see more of Noella, if she gets another season, if we can see more of that, she could be an amazing housewife.
Right.
She's beautiful. She dresses nice. You know, she's got a great lifestyle, but she came in a little too hot this year.
Yeah. But I think that this, you know, I feel for her. And I mean, that not being able to introduce your kids to their grandfather is heartbreaking. But I mean, this is why the housewife world is so, I mean, there is 20 different press articles saying that he passed away in 2012 at 44 years old and blah, blah, blah. And all these from the same thing.
Well, I'm sure they talked it. I bet you they didn't talk about the reunion because all these articles, unless Shannon dug it up.
I mean, who knows? I don't think they probably talked about it.
If you're a good housewife, you would have dug up that information. You would have had it at the reunion. So let's see who's playing.
But I do think that you can start to see Noella is forming relationships with some of the women.
She is.
And
she's good.
Emily is in the mix with everybody. Emily is working it.
She's working it in a very obvious way.
Right. But at least she's working
it. I'm here for it. She'll learn to do a little bit more on the down low.
She's used to, there was nothing. So now we got to be, now that we're, she's pushing story, which has to happen.
Next year's storyline is going to be her and her husband join forces and they're going to open up their own law firm.
And then a preview to Aspen shows and Heather says it's crazy town. I mean, ultimately it was an okay episode.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't, I don't know. So we have some fan thoughts. So Shannon wants Gina to owe her for the rest of her life because of the attorney. And we talked about that already.
Yeah.
So that we've already covered that, but yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like. And that is how Shannon is.
Well, I have a question.
I am the best friend. I've been nothing but a good friend. I'm always doing things for you.
Well,
by the way, happy birthday again.
Sorry. I do have a question. Do you agree with Gina that Shannon only has show friends?
Shannon has a little bit of a problem keeping friends. She's not one to call you and say, you know, how's your melanoma? Are you going to be okay? She would never do that.
Right.
Ever.
While we're on the topic of melanoma, we got good news on mine, that it is melanoma in situ, which I was like, can you spell that? And she's like, Teddy, please stop Googling. But ultimately it means that, yes, I have to go for additional testing. Yes, I go for every 3 months, go skin and get test. It checked again. Yes. And I have to see one other specialist just to make sure that all the margins are clear. But it's essentially stage zero. So it's solely, it has not gone deeper or penetrated into the lymph nodes or anything like that. So really great.
Lucky.
Really
so
great.
So you will not have to go back and have them cut more out?
The doctor that I went
to, they cut a lot out.
They cut out. It's, I mean, I
they
have
went deep.
Two sets of stitches. I haven't been able to do, I can walk and do that kind of stuff, but like I haven't been able to lift Dove with
the side. You're not going to be playing tennis anytime soon.
I know. Somebody invited me to pickleball tournament this week and I can't go, but okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, just to keep you updated on that. Can we, next fan thought, can we all see now that Shannon has always badmouthed Gina? Has she?
I don't think so. I think it's the nature of the show. I think they all badmouth each other. You can't pinpoint one over the other. I don't think that Shannon's badmouthed her any more than she's badmouthed Shannon.
Yeah.
Do you think? I don't know. I've never seen it. This is the thing. Shannon doesn't, she's not a like viciously mean person. Like she won't say like straight out mean stuff. She might be calculated, but she's not a mean person.
I think that this was missed last week when we were at iHeart because we did so many shows in one episode, but I don't think we actually really discussed Shannon and her boyfriend's conversation about Gina afterwards.
Refresh my memory.
So when Gina does say to Shannon, whatever she implies, I don't exactly remember, but the boyfriend is so aggressive after, like, he's like, well, fuck ever, blah, blah, blah. Like
that was not a good look for him at all.
So my question is what, because I met him at BravoCon and he, but I didn't go out at BravoCon because I was pregnant. So all the girls would kind of go out at night and I would do the dinner portion at the hotel and then go to bed. Cause I was, 8 months pregnant and that sounded like torture. But he was always over the top, nice,
like holding her purse behind her.
Yes, yeah. Like taking care
the guy
of her.
That
so nice.
Eddie would never be.
So that's why it was confusing to me. Is he a nice guy, or is he just trying to have her back, or is he trying to make good television?
He's always been nice to me. I'm not gonna say I can't really judge him other than how he treated me, and he was always nice. So I don't know.
The next question from a fan was, why does Noella only film with her mother?
Because nobody else will film with her.
So what ends up happening if you are on the show and you're on an island by yourself?
You're either filming with your dog or you're filming with your kids or you're filming with whoever. And the only one she has that Kenny girl who's beautiful. And then her mother.
But her mom doesn't really talk, which makes it hard.
I know. It's not great TV.
It's not great.
I like this one. I think Emily's being a shit stir and making Gina and Shannon's relationship worse. And I'm going to agree with that. 100%.
I agree too,
because she talks to him and then she tries to get them together and then she runs and tells the other one what the other one says, and not in a helpful way, a negative, like, oh, she's talking in, she said this. It's like, okay.
We'll wrap OC and get into a little Bravo Housewife headlines after the break.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Okay, I'm gonna have to put my glasses on because I'm 100% all for this article. By the way, they're way too strong and they're not mine. So, okay. So we have Luann coming on next. So I'm really interested. We have to talk to her about this. So the Bravo rebooting of New York City, Ramona Singer, Luann de Lesseps, is how you say it. Mm-hmm. So major changes are coming to the Real Housewives of New York. On Wednesday, Andy Cohen confirmed to Variety that Bravo is rebooting and recasting the series for the upcoming season with hopes of securing a more diverse group of women for the show. No other casting decisions have been announced. You know that we're at a crossroads with New York, Cohen said to Variety. We've spent a lot of time figuring out where to go, and the plan that we've come up with, I think, is a real gift to the fans. Season 13, Real Housewives of New York, starred Ramona, and we don't need to say all their names. So basically, they're going to totally reboot New York. Everybody got the call.
Except they're going to totally reboot it, except for Ebony.
Right. Well, we don't know. We don't know that's true.
No, well, that's what they're saying, that they might. No, this was in Variety. That they may end up just bringing in some of Ebony's friends.
Okay. Well, we'll see if that happens. I don't think that they've casted yet. So they're going to cast for New York. And then they're going to, after that is done and started, I hear they're going to cast for a new show. They're going to bring back the OGs.
The OGs, which question, we are on a bet text right now if they're going to bring back Ramona or not. I think they're going to.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, because she made some inappropriate comments.
Oh, okay. But my question is, do you think they're going to do that with all the franchises now?
Make two different ones?
Yeah, because I'm assuming.
Especially if it's true, because it says right here in that the women that were going back, I mean, this could be wrong, but they're claiming that these ex-cast members are going to be offered $100,000 or less to do to the new show. So you have to imagine if Housewife has been on for 12 years, they're used to getting
a lot of money. So they're not, I doubt that's true. We'll talk to Luann and we'll find out what the truth is. And if she's going to be joining the, what's the cast called?
It's called
Exclusive or the,
no,
I can't remember what it is.
Rebooting and recasting the series. I think it's like the reboot.
No, the reboot is the old show.
Oh. The OGs, who knows? We make it up. The next thing that I guess we're going to need to discuss with Luann, which also was in headlines this week, Earlier this week, a lit up Luann reportedly entered a gay piano bar in New York City, commandeered the microphone, and after reportedly drunkenly mumbling through several songs, was booed to the point that she began hurling obscenities at the patrons, which included several drag queens. She ends up giving a public apology on her Instagram. And like I said, I'm only human and it happened. And yeah, that's where we are with that. But we will have her on.
Yeah. And do you think she's going to talk about it? And it's not off limits, right?
I think she's going to talk about it. I think anytime I've ever met her, she seemed very,
very open,
transparent and cool. And I liked her.
And we got to find out all the details on how she found out that New York wasn't coming back. And how long have they been off air? It's been over a year.
And why wasn't there a reunion?
Why wasn't there a reunion?
Yeah.
That is scary. Okay, I'm gonna talk about this one. Shannon Bedore denies Tamra Judd's claims that she stopped texting her once Tamra was fired. Shannon was recently on Watch What Happens Live to chat with Andy Cohen about RHOC, and a fan wrote in to get her opinion on Tamra, most specifically about Tamra claiming Shannon's dropped her as soon as she was fired on the show. Well, first of all, I never said she dropped me as soon as I was fired. I'll get to that. The viewers, Tamra said she left OC, you stopped contacting her. Is that true? And Shannon basically said no, and I have the text message to prove it. So basically what happened, I have text messages too, to clear this up. So what happened was I lost my job, and then Shannon called, like we were talking for maybe a month at the most, but suddenly they became sporadic. Like she would call me and then I wouldn't hear from her for a week. And then I would call her and she'd send me a voicemail. There's actually one text that I wish she would release she finally called me back. And granted, this is a girl that I would talk to 17 times a day.
Right.
So just like you and Kyle, probably, like you talk all the time and all of a sudden you lose your job. My ex-husband's diagnosed with cancer. I don't know if he's going to live. I'm selling my house. I feel like my whole life is crashing. The one time that I really wanted my friend, voicemail. At one point, she finally called me back and I talked to her. And after that, I texted her. I said, thank you so much I'm thanking her for calling me. Because I'm like, I thought like, not only was I losing everything around me, but I was losing my best friend and all this. And she's like, oh no, we're good, whatever. So a few more texts went back. She ignored them. And then I didn't hear from her. I said, I'm going to stop trying. So I stopped trying. So we did talk for about a month. I stopped trying. I never heard anything from her. So I was on a podcast or something, did an interview. I said, yeah, she just stopped talking to me. That's when I got a text message from her. I'm hearing all this stuff. And I don't even think I responded. I'm like, oh, now you want to respond to me because you're getting bad press about it. But she did. And she did it to Vicky too. She did it to Heather Dubrow. She did it to Megan. She did it to everybody that left. If you're not on the show, she doesn't really have time for you. And it was
I don't love that.
I know. It was a big hit to me because I talked to her all the time, all day long.
Yeah, off all the ledges, off all the things.
So I don't know what she, you know, whatever.
I mean, I personally don't think this is that interesting of an article, but saying on Shannon, her dress disaster causes season 16 reunion delay. There's a lot of drama surrounding Shannon's dress during the Real Housewives of Orange County season 16 reunion earlier this month. A source exclusively revealed to Page Six that there was a lot of drama. The 57-year-old Project Runway star Bones Jones, who she worked alongside with in the Real Housewives episode to design her reunion dress. However, when Shannon received the dress, it wasn't what she thought it would be.
And we saw a picture of it. It wasn't pretty.
We saw a picture of Bones, somebody that works with Bone Jones in it. And every dress looks different on different
people. Yeah. But it was just like a canary yellow. It was a very big birdie with, you know, you guys have seen it. You can go onto his Instagram and see it. I think the sad thing is that story got leaked because this guy obviously was trying to do something. It didn't work out. I don't think she leaked it. I think they're still friends.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately what he said is that
it didn't work out. It happens.
Well, he only had 3 measurements, like they're whatever.
Which I believe, but this is the part that throws me. I did 12 reunions. We had to have 2 or 3 dresses. We had to bring them because you always have to have an extra dress in case something happened. And so I would always bring 2 or 3 dresses.
Not just that, but also we had to send pictures of ourselves.
I know. And another thing
in all of the dresses prior. So what is the confusion?
confusion is they had to stop filming. They couldn't start filming for 2 hours because somebody had to go to a store off Saks. I think they bought it to get Shannon's dress. I would be mortified if somebody was going out to buy me a dress.
It's absolutely, unless the dress broke, that dress had to have been approved on her body. There's absolutely no way
they would let. I don't know what happened. Maybe because he's another Bravo show that they just assumed that he was going to pull through with it. But as Shannon knew probably that this dress, I don't like it, or this dress doesn't fit right, a couple of days before. I personally am, I'm more organized in that sense. I would have had a backup dress.
I know you came to iHeart with 65. Thing.
Yeah, outfits. I have a backup dress because you just never know. Now, Jen Armstrong and her husband, Rin, are selling their home.
Hold on, he's going by Ryan now. What's happening? Oh, did God. You hear?
He changed
him.
It?
No, but everyone was calling him. He introduced himself as Ryan on this week's episode.
I don't think he knows what his name is what it is. So they want a fresh start. So I know where their house is. I have a girlfriend that lives right next door to them. That's in a very aggressive price, to say the least. Great location. If she gets it, good for her. And I hope they get that good start. But the one thing, fresh starts, you can't change houses and make your relationship work. I tried that with Simon many times.
I don't know that he really loved the fact that she shared that she had sex with him the night before. Like when Emily was like, yeah, right. He was like, honestly,
I know. I don't really talking about married people's sex anyways. I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of off limits.
I don't know. I don't mind talking about sex, but if
it's me and you in private, yeah. But if it's like at a party going, I don't know.
It's one thing to talk if she was telling the girls, but for Emily then to say it to Ryan, when you're struggling in a relationship.
Yeah, and then first, need to do that.
You don't need somebody to call you out on it.
I feel like Emily, everything she hears, she's got to blurt it out her mouth. It's starting to get a little annoying. I mean, it's better than what she used to be, but just you don't have to say everything you hear. Ugh. You really don't.
Well, I mean, that pretty much
ends
that's it for today. I mean, it feels so bizarre that we don't have another episode to cover of another.
It actually feels good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks you guys for tuning in, and make sure that you listen to the next pod as well, because we will have Luann on and asking her all the questions.
A lot of great guests lined up.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.